everybody. Happy Monday. It's Billy.
Yo, what's up, Billy?
Hey, Billy.
I got baseball on my mind, man. I'm fired up.
You know, baseball. It should have been such a good weekend and such a happy Monday where we come in and the Marlins are in first place and they took 2 out of 3 in Philly and they won their first first series of the season since 2014. They scored a ton of runs, but it's not because I think somewhere in the neighborhood between 4 and 6 players have had Corona on this team. And we saw a headline. I shouldn't laugh at it, but we saw a headline that just said 4 Marlins have vanished since Friday, which is a really odd way of putting that. But
very
salacious,
the headline.
It is.
So there's actually an update as of, you know, it's 8:56 a.m. I don't know if we're supposed to say the time that we're doing this, but it's basically 9 in the morning here in Miami, Monday morning. Welcome to the local hour on what should have been a happy day. And now news is coming out that the Marlins, who delayed their flight last night till today because of the fact that there had been an outbreak and because of the fact that players had to quarantine and they were waiting the results of tests, because I assume they tested the other players when they found out that these players had tested positive, and that takes 24 to 48 hours or whatever it is. Now the Marlins flight home today for their home opener has been canceled. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if they're going to bring their Jupiter team up here and we're going to have a minor league team playing today. I don't know if they're going to reschedule the flight. I don't know if they're going to have to postpone this game. The thing is developing as we speak, again, as of 8:57 a.m. on Monday morning. But yeah, I mean, this is what people thought might happen. And it's happened to one team, and it just so happens to be the Marlins that it's happened to so far. And I think we're seeing now why the bubble is working for basketball, and traveling is not necessarily going to work for all these teams, because it's already bit the Marlins. They were safe and sound when they were here, and then they started traveling, and they played those 2 exhibition games in Atlanta, and they had a delay there, I think, before they went to Philadelphia. And at some point, someone got it, and it's spread amongst the Marlins.
In the return to sports, didn't we all agree that the only way that something like this was going to work was a bubble? Right, like there was no way that something outside of a bubble was going to work. The NBA, obviously, I don't know the latest testing numbers, but they did a test last week and they had, what, 350 some odd players that tested and nobody tested positive.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's been how many games in the MLB and the entire Marlins just vanish. They're not coming home to Miami. It's crazy how we thought we could do something. And baseball was there first, right? Like that's the funny part about everything is baseball was there first. They said, okay, we're going to do this bubble thing in Arizona. And everybody's like, that'll never work. You guys are crazy. NBA's replicating it. WNBA's replicating it. It's working. And yet the MLB went back from their original decision and now are starting to face the consequences of travel, which is what's going to happen to football and college football, right?
Well, the thing about the Marlins, too, is now you need to wonder, well, when did whoever the first Marlin was or however they got it, when did they contract it? Because then I would assume the Braves have been tested since the Marlins played and they've passed. Because if not, then when did the Braves – or you'd have to test the Braves. And then you'd have to test the Phillies, because they did scratch Urania yesterday before he started the game because he tested positive. But did anyone else on the Marlins have it that was asymptomatic, that was maybe running the bases or that was batting and could have given it to the catcher or an umpire? Like – then you have to test the umpire crew, because where is their next, you know, assignment going to be, and are they going to potentially spread it to, you know, the other teams, and do they now get to have to quarantine for a couple of days until you figure out if the umpires are good? It's just travel's not good. Not good. And we're now seeing that.
I would be freaking out right now if I was the home plate umpire that did one of those Braves games with the Marlins, because it was both the Braves catchers that got it and now Alfaro got it. I would just – and now hey, anyone that stepped into the batter's box that day.
Like, that's a good point.
And the funny thing is about COVID is that when you're doing the math on COVID, it's not addition, right? It's a multiplication mathematic equation, because you just said 7 different possibilities of where the coronavirus came from. And then it exponentially grows when you start expanding out through the web. It's like, oh, all of a sudden these guys are going to Milwaukee. This team is going to Los Angeles. And like, where did it start? Where is it going? And all of a sudden we have the entire team and the entire, you know, NL, and now everybody has it.
I almost wonder, and I should have looked this up before, but I wonder if they should just leave the pitchers home that are not going to be pitching on road trips, right? Because Urania was supposed to pitch yesterday, and he pitched in Atlanta, one of the exhibition games. So, I mean, well, I guess there's nothing you could do there because he was in Atlanta pitching, and then he pitched in Philadelphia. But leaving players behind that aren't going to play, you can't do it with their bullpen. And it seems like this season we're going to see a lot of bullpen pitchers in baseball because of the fact that it's like a short – I mean, you saw yesterday the Phillies had someone up in the bullpen in the first inning when they had given up four runs just because of the fact that every game now is magnified because there's only 60 games this season. Right. We're going to see lots of bullpen innings. So you can't leave bullpen pitchers behind, but I wonder if it's going to be almost like a revolving door where you're bringing people up and sending them back down just because – of the fact that you're going to be burning out arms.
And the thing is, with there being no minor league baseball, how do you keep those guys fresh? Right, because well, so usually they're playing.
They've been having – they did – I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before on the broadcast. So they're doing sim games, but basically against themselves. So, like, you right. have the Marlins playing against themselves. They're not playing against opponents, but they're playing games. And they had, like, a split screen at one point. They're like, oh, let's check in with the extended summer camp game. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, we're watching just – and it looked
the same
like
game.
It. Well, they were all wearing the same uniform, basically, and they had it. It had almost like a. It's on like the back lots in Jupiter, so it's the ones that look kind of similar to like the high school fields almost. Mm-hmm. And they even had what appeared to be coaches behind a net, yes. like behind a screen. And one of them was acting
like
as
a pitching
an umpire.
Screen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like one was behind a pitching screen, behind home plate. One was acting as the umpire, calling yes. balls and strikes, calling the game. And the other one was just doing the classic coach thing where he's just kind of squatting on a bucket and he's just kind of observing.
Good squat yeah. on a bucket is good.
Down yes. on the farm.
Guys, former baseball coach just chilling on a bucket whilst practice is going on. One of the best parts of the game.
I saw an Only in Dade video the other day, or I think it was Only in Dade. It was one of those. And it was a guy that was at like a tropical park or something, right? And he was sitting on the bucket doing the move, reaching in between his legs to pull out the ball, toss it to his kid up against a fence. But there was nothing in between the guy and the kid. And it was just making fun of how little faith the guy has in his kid hitting the ball. Because under normal circumstances where you're tossing a ball that close, you have nothing in between, you're like, yeah, this kid's just going
to
drill me in the
bullet
head.
To the forehead.
Yeah. Didn't seem worried that dad.
I saw that. That was good.
So are you telling me, Billy, that we aren't going to get a battle of two first-place teams tonight, Orioles versus Marlins?
I don't know. I mean, things are developing, I guess, as they're going. As of right now, the Marlins flight home, the chartered flight that they delayed from yesterday to today, has been canceled. Now, I don't know. I think it was supposed to leave at 11 o'clock. I don't know if they're going to get another flight. I don't know if they're going to bring up – I mean, I would think that they would postpone the game, right? But – you're not going to have a doubleheader, right? So are they just canceling a game? Do they forfeit this game? I don't know.
You could have a doubleheader, right? Why couldn't you have a doubleheader?
I mean, I would think that they're not going to want to have a doubleheader just right. with everything that's going on. But I don't know. Roy, how was your weekend?
No, I can't hear you, Roy. It's all right.
I felt like he was going to do something like really, really good there too.
As I filibuster for Roy while he figures out his audio settings, Billy, I do have a question because when you're talking about this being a more bullpen-heavy season, are we going to have any pitcher have a complete game this season?
That's a good question. Man, I think so. I think we will. I mean, Sandy was cruising on opening day. He had a low pitch count. They ended up taking him out, I think, in the seventh. I think that you might. A lot of these players seem to be in better shape, and I think that they're like prepared to go deeper into the season than you would normally see at the start of the year in like April, just because I think that they've been working out and they've been, you know, getting themselves knowing, hey, I'm not going to have like four starts where I could build up my
stamina.
Stamina. Yeah. So I think that they're ready. They seem to be doing well. By the way, just a quick update from Craig Mish as we're talking about this. So it seems as though, I'll just redirect what he said. Based on the potential numbers I am hearing, it could be difficult for the club to play tonight. We would be looking at the majority of their camp in Jupiter having to drive south to Miami and take the field. Ongoing discussions about this, nothing confirmed yet. So there may or may not be a game today. It may be their entire minor league camp is coming down to Miami if they can get here, which Jupiter honestly is not that far of a drive. You could do that in an hour and a half. So if that's the solution, that's something that's doable. But I wonder what then the protocol is for them, because they haven't been isolated. I don't know what the minor league protocol is, but I'd assume that they'd have to be tested. And then if some of there is asymptomatic, they're then coming into the Marlins environment that's somewhat controlled. And It's a huge arroz con mango.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, speak.
By the way, to answer your question, meh was.
When's the last time that you had a weekend that was like, oh my god, what a weekend, huh? Look out weekend.
One time, have a good weekend.
I think Roy has good weekends every weekend. I think that he puts this on. Like, I feel like Roy goes out and let's picture weekend Roy. I feel like weekend Roy goes out with Anid and Claire. Maybe he does the boat shoes, the sweater wrapped around his neck.
Windows down around. In the car.
Oh, yeah. Windows down in the car for sure.
None of this is true.
Maybe just kind of like a stroll on a dock or a pier. Mm. Look at the fish. Roy?
No.
I would pay to hang out with boat shoes, Roy.
Yeah.
Well, you can give me money and you can come around, I guess.
By the way, Verlander and Corey Kluber had arm issues, so maybe these arms aren't as prepared for this.
Did you guys see? And Clayton Kershaw didn't even pitch, right? Yeah. Like, he was supposed to pitch and didn't pitch. He's on DL.
You see Verlander just come out and, like, refute reports that he's out for the year. He's just like, no, that's nonsense. I'm going to be out a couple weeks. It's like, relax, Verlander.
Do you think that this season's going to end? Like, with a champion?
In like a week.
With the playoffs? Yeah, but I'm saying, do you think that they're going to complete this season?
No, they aren't, because the Marlins are actually good, and that's just how it works around here.
This well, is- I don't look,
I don't know about good.
Yeah, let's you know, it was a fun, feel-good weekend, but at the same time, the Phillies left 14 runners on base yesterday, and they got out of some bases-loaded jams that, like, you know, they're not always going to be able to get out of those. So while it looks good to be 2-1 and in first place and win the series and all that, things could have gone a lot worse. And by the way,
4-0. Remember, I texted you. I texted Billy yesterday in the first inning saying, oh, the Marlins are back to being terrible. And then like 10 minutes later, I had to text him and say, oh, we're back to being good again.
Okay. In absolute fairness to the Marlins, which I don't know that anyone listening to the Local Hour wants to hear any of this.
Oh, but they will love it.
In fairness to the Marlins, you have to give them credit, because yesterday was a day that they should have been checked out and not put up a fight and just taken the L and come home, right? Where they lose a couple players before the game, they have to bring up a replacement pitcher, they lose their starting pitcher, they go down 4-0 in the first inning, and they battled back and they won that game. So credit to the Marlins where credit is due there. Now, also, things could have gone a lot worse than they did, and they got some breaks where they got out of jams, but they've been walking a lot of players. I mean, I think on multiple occasions this year they've walked the bases loaded. If they haven't, they've had a lot of base runners where things could have gone south and they were able to wiggle out of jams. So while it's such a strange day to be talking about the Marlins, because it's feel good, but it's also like, but they have all these positive tests and they kind of got lucky in situations. But they did play well, and they've put up a lot of runs. You can't argue that. Obviously, they put up a lot of runs.
I feel like we need to push through as Marlins fans. We don't get to celebrate a good start to a season very often, so we just need to forget about the COVID
stuff and
celebrate this.
And let's see what happens tonight, because we may have a whole team. Hey, look, guys. This could be our chance to see Victor Mesa, right? Is he in
there?
We could be seeing a lot of these players that we've been wanting to see. We could see Sixto. I wonder if Sixto would pitch today.
Since we're playing on only the East Coast, why don't we put a half a squad up in the Northeast? We'll put a half a squad down here at the home stadium. No big traveling. No big traveling for this team. We'll drive everywhere. The team in the upper, like, they'll travel to all the Mets games, Philly, they'll drive. I mean, I just feel like it could be safer. Let's do this. Split squad.
How do you split the teams?
I don't know.
Like, who goes where?
That's Donnie's job. That's Donnie's
job. That's a good point, my friend.
It's Donnie's job, yeah.
Hey, you think Jeets maybe laces him up today one last time?
Hey, man. You never know, man.
We're down a couple people. I know that Conine thinks didn't end well with Conine, so he's not going to be, you know, patrolling out there in the outfield. Oh, guys, but we can get JPR and Sebia right off the broadcast.
JP, yeah.
JP, Juan Pierre.
Let's get Chuck Carr back in there.
Is around. Ooh. Guys, guess who's a special instructor for the Marlins?
Who's that, Billy?
George Posada. Maybe he can play too. We could get Posada.
On the mask.
Jorge.
Yeah.
Love it.
We play JP? First base, maybe? Aaron Sebia?
Yeah. Orestes Estrada. You can get him
from there. Like, Roy, come on. You're being silly.
He's in Tampa, though. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of these older guys are going to be fighting for first base. They're going to be like, come on, let me get first base, man.
I think we trot out the captain at shortstop, right? Jeets, see what he's got. A couple miles left in the tank. We bring in some of the minor leaguers, move them up, get them to play with him, Posada, Aaron Sebia. Gabby Sanchez, is he still around? Or have we not seen him this year?
Scott Poles, yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Roy, you're being silly.
Yeah, okay. Roy, this is just ridiculous.
I mean, I apologize.
We're being realistic. We're being realistic here.
Anyway. Right, yeah.
Billy, Emilio Bonifacio still plays baseball.
I know, I saw him.
Where is Boney Ace?
He's in the Nationals. My God, I saw him yesterday. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't true. Yeah. This has to be his son. It's him.
Yeah. What position is he playing?
I don't even know.
He's playing over sliding the base, trying to down one run on second base, trying to steal third with no outs and over sliding the base and getting tossed.
Boney.
Yeah.
Charlie Huff. We need to get Charlie Huff.
What do you think this hotel in Philadelphia is thinking with these players that have to remain there quarantined for like 10 days now? They're like, can they just go? Can we buy them an Airbnb and get them out of here? Do they have to stay here exactly for 10 days? What's the rule on that?
Sucks so much. Like, yeah. Getting it while you're on the road traveling, and I don't know if family is with them or family will go be with them. I wouldn't think that you would and risk getting infected, but man, that sucks being stuck away on the road all these days with it.
I read that the reason that they stayed in Philly last night was mainly because they didn't want to come back and then go to their families. Like, it was almost to protect their families here was one of the reasons that they stayed in Philly. That's crazy, man.
I mean, if that flight is canceled, I don't want to speculate, but you have to wonder if there were more positives and that's why they canceled the flight, right? I mean, that's obviously reckless and just speculation.
Or
but
they're
you
just
have to
assuming
wonder.
That there has to be. If there's this many people getting it, like they can't be the only four people.
Right. Actually, here we go from Jeff Pass in
five. Wow, break. Hold on. We need a breaking news sounder from Chris. Okay. He does a great breaking news sounder.
Okay. It's gotten bad. So sources, Marlins, this is from Ken Rosenthal. Sources, Marlins game tonight against Orioles in Miami has been canceled. Team still in Philadelphia. And Jeff passing 5 minutes ago. Eight more players and two coaches with the Marlins have tested positive for COVID-19.
Eight more.
An outbreak has spread throughout their clubhouse and brought the total cases in recent days to at least 14. Sources familiar with the situation tell me. And Jesse Rogers, ESPN. So
okay, that's a disaster. That is a complete disaster.
It went as badly as it could have.
Oh, so gone sideways.
Yeah. The season's over, man. Season's over.
Do you think that they have a threshold set in place? Like, does the MLB have, like, okay, if one team gets this many percentage of their players, they're done. Or if the league gets this many, like, or are they just flying by the seat of their pants and they're just like, we'll figure this out as we go? Oh, man.
Yeah, this is not great. This is not great.
My dad was actually going tonight, too. I was, like, texting with him yesterday. I'm like, you're going to go to the stadium that's, like, infested with COVID? But I guess he's not going now.
The stadium is not.
I just meant,
caught this on the road. But, yeah,
That is crazy. Don Mattingly literally said, like, Miami is the epicenter of this
pandemic.
And
we feel safer there.
We feel safer in Miami than anywhere, which I don't blame him after the road trip that they've had, but that's just a crazy statement to hear.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, well, at least it was fun, Billy. We had a run. We had a
series.
You know?
I do feel bad now saying that I didn't watch not even 1 second of a Marlins game.
I did, Tony.
No, I absolutely did.
The season?
I absolutely missed that.
What'd you guys make of the virtual fans?
Wait.
Okay, we got more?
Tell us what you thought.
Oh, I thought we had some good news.
When we come back, tell us what you thought of the virtual fans.
Billy, is there anything is there any more to report, or are we still going with 14 players on the Marlins and two coaches have been tested positive?
No.
It was just 2 minutes ago when you reported that. I just wanted to honestly do the sounder again.
At least 14. I mean, yeah. So yeah, things went bad for the Marlins, and you hope that they didn't spread it to the Phillies. And now the Phillies, I'm assuming, will all have to get tested, and that it's contained within the Marlins, right, is the hope. And that obviously these players seem to have been asymptomatic and seem to have felt well. So hopefully this is one of those cases where they're not, you know, they don't have bad health ramifications and they are able to get through it. And then within 10 days or whatever it is, they get the two negative tests and they come back and, you know, move past this. But yeah, things are not looking good right now.
Virtual.
So what
fans.
Did you guys think of the virtual fans? Yeah. Jeez. Quite that way. Yeah.
I mean, I have to admit, when I first saw it, it tricked me. But then once I realized what it was, I didn't want it. I was like, maybe it's because I was tricked and I felt like duped and I was just like, Why did the Cubs have a full stadium and then I quickly realized they didn't? Tony, did you see this? They're essentially
it was cutout fans.
No.
So Fox has superimposed fans like digitally, like put
really.
Them in. And I saw something on Twitter, which I'm not sure if it was real or not, because every shot I switched over to the game to check it out, and every shot didn't seem to have it right. So it's not like the shots from the side. It's like it was specific shots. So like a ball was hit to the outfield or something, and they'd zoom back, and then there would be fans there, right? But if you got like a side angle from like one of those like dugout level cameras, you would see just the empty seats, right? So I saw something on Twitter that I'm wondering that was late in the game, and it showed like a shot from like the upper deck, like around home plate and whatever, and it showed fans like almost walking out. Like they had reduced the number of fans that were left because I think the game was a blowout. So there weren't as many fans there. So like they seemed to be having fun with the fans. You know who put on a good show in terms of like the whole crowd vibe situation? The Philly Fanatic was great during the game yesterday. So
just
the
like first, sitting in random spots?
No, so like the first three or four rows in Philadelphia, it seems like they dedicated to cutouts of people that work in like the medical fields, right? So like doctors, nurses, et cetera, because they'd all have like stethoscopes and stuff around their necks, right? So the Fanatic would go down into like this first four or five rows where they had the cutouts and would like try to like, he'd be like looking at them and like trying to pump them up, like throwing his arms in the air. Then he at one point tried to start the wave and that wasn't going. He'd cheer every time there was a ball. He would kind of put his hands around his mouth and he would do that thing where he has like that, his like tongue that goes out like one of those, like
party things.
Yeah, one of those party things. Then he was like walking up, doing that thing where he's like walking up and he like stopped halfway up, walking up, and there was just one cutout of a guy in a Marlins hat and a Marlins shirt, and he was then like giving that guy grief, and it was like there was nothing around. They just put that guy in like the 20th row, and then he shot him with like the silly string. The Fanatic brought his A game this weekend, so shout out to the Fanatic.
It's really these mascots really need to step up their game during this time, because like they have no fans to play off of. So it's just like, what do you got? It's like an empty stage. This is your moment, mascot.
Speaking of empty stages, I mean, there are so many pictures of these mascots just sitting in these empty sections at these ballparks. It's just hilarious to me.
I feel like seeing this. I feel like Billy and I are on the same page of that's the dream. Being Marlins fans, you go to a Marlins game, it's nice to be able to kick your feet up in the seat in front of you. These mascots.
You can always do that.
Yeah, there it is. There's the joke.
That's the point.
Always do that, though.
That's my point, is that like Marlins people that go to Marlins games know that feeling, whereas, you know, Phillies fans don't really get to experience that as much. That's the best part of going to a Marlins game, is you get to kick your feet up on the seat. When we come back.
Yeah.
When we come back, we play This Is Amazing with Roy. And we're back. We'll get to This Is Awesome with Roy and just a second, but Tony, I see a strategically placed happy birthday balloon behind you. It seems like you want us to talk about your birthday. So happy birthday, Tony. What did you do to celebrate?
It was my birthday on Saturday, and the reason why it's literally placed right over my right shoulder is because it's actually tied to the chair that's in my dining room, and it just happens that
a chair happens to be right behind your shot.
Yes, look, I'll lift up the... So it's like tied to the chair. And
you got flowers, you know, too.
No, my wife gets flowers on a weekly basis, we can liven up the house a little bit. Yeah. But
I like that move, nice. By the way. That's
nice. Yeah, it is a good move. Brings a lot of color to the...
That birthday balloon, for those of you who can't see this, which is everyone, is a cube, which I don't think I've ever seen a cube balloon before.
Yes, it is a cube, and it's got a lot more strings than it should. It should just have one string. It's got about 20 strings. So
why is that?
Are those celebratory strings, like to make it all possibly. Fancy and woohoo?
Possibly. But my wife and I like to surprise each other on the days of our birthdays. In the morning, we put up, you know, like happy birthday banners and just try to make people feel special, you know?
If you guys both expect it every birthday, a surprise?
Yeah. Is it still a surprise?
You would be disappointed. You'd be disappointed if you woke up and it wasn't there.
Maybe that could be the surprise next year.
It's almost an expectation at this
point.
That's a surprise for your wife on your wife's birthday. Do nothing. And then she's like coming out and it's like, where is everything? Surprise. I did nothing.
Nothing. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
That is. I'm gonna keep that in the back of my mind.
I got a good one for you.
I would not do that.
No. Don't do anything and let her be a little disappointed and just live with it. Set something up right outside your front door, so she like wakes up, she comes out into the living room, and there's nothing, and she's like, "Wow, my husband is bad.
The worst. Good.
And then you walk to leave for the day, and like you, there's just a bombardment of.
That seems like it's unnecessarily cruel.
Yes, and also I can't trust the people that I live next to steal those certain things, or the people that clean the hallways and stuff. Where they're like, "Hey, this is all garbage. Let me take it away." And then I open, and there's actually nothing there.
You look like an anti-birthday building that people are like, nah, forget.
No,
this.
Not an anti-birthday building,
or maybe
an
anti-mask
building. Sometimes.
You know? Oh God, the worst.
It's a long story. It's a long story. But getting back to the birthday surprises in the mornings, what I try to do is every year, like, take it a step further to see how far I can get with the birthday things, right? So last time I got like a huge, she turned 28 in this past, actually really close to Chris's birthday. Her and Chris are very similar. So I got the number balloons. So I plopped, you know, put them all together, and then I put them inside her, like the room where the TV is. So what I'm thinking of next year, and I have to say it quiet because she might be up. What I'm thinking of next year, she's going to turn 29. And I'm going to get 29 balloons, right? And then just let them loose inside the room. So when she wakes up, there's all these balloons everywhere. I think that's
the move. Is she a heavy sleeper or a light sleeper? Because I feel like during your process of getting them in there, it's going to be a tough thing to pull off.
You need to get something quiet, like 29 snakes, and let 29 snakes loose
garden snakes.
Not dangerous ones. Just fun ones.
I'm definitely afraid of snakes.
Even
garden snakes.
All right,
let's not do
snakes. What can we let loose? Ooh, 29 puppies.
Hey. They're a little loud. They're a little loud, though. What about 29 turtles?
Oh.
Turtles live a long time, though.
Snapping turtles.
They're quiet, though.
Have to live dangerously a little bit here.
Yeah. Well, look
at
it this way, Anthony. I mean, at least you got the years right on those balloons, because that would have been a disaster.
Yeah, and I had to make sure I did like triple check when I was at Target. Like, all right, do I have the 2 and the 8? Yes, I do. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
But all in all, it was a good weekend. It was a COVID birthday like the rest of us have had. Not really too much fanfare. Went to the beach.
I'm sensing some sushi dinner. Like, I'm picturing what did Tony want for dinner on his birthday night?
It's very simple.
What'd you go?
No, we did not cook.
An Italian dinner?
We had pizza. Because this is my last time that I'm having pizza for a long, long time.
Because the diet is starting, right? Yeah.
It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change. It's getting right into my 30s. That's what this year
is. Is that your slogan?
Like,
you know how baseball teams have like a slogan for every season?
Yes.
Is this your slogan for this year?
Get right for 30. Get right, get tight for 30.
Roy, what's your slogan for this year?
Stay alive for 37.
You're 36?
Yes, my birthday was July. It was like 16 days ago.
I wish you happy birthday. I don't think you answered me, by the way, but I wish you happy birthday.
Boy, did I wish you happy birthday? I think
none of you did. So.
Nah, what? That's not true. I definitely wish you happy birthday.
I'm looking at my text right now.
Hold on a second.
I'm scrolling through my text. Hold on a second.
Yeah, hold on.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Wait. Chris did. I remember that now.
Yes.
I can't remember anything. I'm hungover. But yes.
You're hungover. Let's get into that. What did you drink last night?
Scotch.
Ah, just a nice little Sunday night scotch.
Beer.
Was it good?
it was good. Yeah, it was good.
Would you say it was awesome?
I would say that no, it was not awesome.
Oh, we almost got him.
I would use another adjective for that.
Roy, you've recently admitted that you haven't been drinking a lot, so what decided to make you get after it on a Sunday night?
I just felt like drinking.
Well, there you go. That's all it takes.
There you go. That's it. That's all it takes.
One of the pieces of the Get Right, Get Tight for 30 campaign is I'm going to severely limit my drinking.
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Once a week? What are you thinking? What's the game plan going in?
I'm going to try to eliminate beer.
Okay.
Because beer is essentially liquid bread, and it sticks to all the parts that, you know,
lead.
I need to let go of. I don't know if wine is good or bad for you. I'm not 100% sure on that. Do we have a consensus on that? Yeah, just grapes, but the sugars. That's what I'm worried about. Billy?
What about vodka? Tequila or vodka, maybe, would be good for you.
Scotch?
I don't know. It's grain.
Yeah. Scotch, so. Down the liquid bread aisle. Yeah. Billy, I feel like you had something there for me.
Yeah, you want an update? Craig Mish, two minutes ago.
Oh, God.
Waiting to hear if the 2020 MLB season has been canceled. Nothing definitive yet. In jeopardy seems to be the most texted term to me in the last 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Who would have thought when we started the season that we all had the idea, and Buster only said, 0% chance it finishes, right? Who would have thought that it would have been Miami as the outbreak on the road?
It's just one of those things, man, because, like, you see the reports, and they were following all the protocols, supposedly, so I don't know. This seems like it was not – everyone predicted it would happen, right? And yep. It sounds crazy to say, like, it seemed unpreventable, but it kind of seemed unpreventable, and sure enough, what a bummer.
Like, I have a solution. Let's just start the playoffs tomorrow. Go with the standings right now. Let's just start the playoffs. Granted, the Marlins being in them is why I want this plan, but...
But none of them can play.
Ugh.
None of them.
I'm just upset, Billy. Don't judge my thoughts right now.
No, it's fine. Look, obviously, everybody's health and safety is the most important thing, right? So...
Well, if you say so.
If they cancel the season because of everyone's safety, that... I don't know how you would argue with that. It's a bummer, but... You have to think that something like this is probably going to happen again at some point with another team, right? And it may – we don't have any results from the Phillies, and they're all going to have to get tested, so we have to see what happens there. But, God, what a bummer.
Yeah, that's it, man. I mean, you might as well call it. That's it.
Remember how we had Jorge Zidane, who said that Rudy Gobert should be suspended for giving the appearance of passing COVID on to people?
Yeah.
Do the Marlins need some sort of action towards them from the MLB, knowing that they had positive tests and playing anyway? Because that seems to be a way bigger problem, no?
Like contraction.
I mean, they didn't have players playing that they knew were positive. They sent the people home. I wonder who makes that call. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm assuming that they followed protocol and they didn't put people out there knowing that they were sick. That would be completely reckless and irresponsible. You do have to wonder why, if they had what appeared to be a minor outbreak at the time.
Why didn't they just shut it down?
Yeah, but if those players tested positive, you'd assume the other players tested negative, right? And that's why they were allowed to take the field. So what do you do there?
Sometimes doesn't it take some people longer to get it? Like 2 to 14 days is like when you show symptoms.
The test, I feel like their stuff is really quick.
Yeah, and they're all getting it at the same time. Not test results,
like symptoms and stuff. Like you could be exposed to it and not actually get it for 2 to 14 days. I thought was maybe you get it in your system so a test would show it and you just don't feel symptoms.
Especially
for
if they're testing regularly, you would pick something up. Right? Because even if you got it 3 days ago, let's say, Chris, you're running first base, the first baseman coughed, you breathed it in. If they're testing 2 days from now, you're going to test positive. Right? Like, because there's just always regular tests. It's not like regular people, like, oh, we got to go to Tropical Park and get tested, and maybe in 2 weeks we'll have the response.
Do you think that they've, like, gotten used to that thing being jammed up their nose? God, that's got to be so shitty every day. I said shit. Damn it.
I think it's good.
This is bad.
What a disappointing local.
We're petering out here, but we're all sad. We're just like,
well, no, like this oddly broke in real time. All of this news. We started out and we're like, oh, we don't know what's going to happen, and now we know what's going to happen, and the season may be canceled. And guess what? If you're listening to this at 3 p.m, you know all of this stuff already because this has been out for a while. So you may be listening knowing the season was already canceled.
At least you got to go on this roller coaster ride with us
in real time. Yeah.
Yes. And we're all sad now. So
great.
I feel like that's a fitting way to end this local hour.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Roy, say something crazy that makes everybody happy.
No.
Make a big announcement that we can tease, like, you know, clickbait.
The season's canceled.
Chris, why don't you say something fun?
I have a pretty big personal announcement to make on tomorrow's local hour.
Wow.
What?
Are you having a baby or something?
Nope.
Well, you have to listen tomorrow. Yeah. Well, don't say no.
I mean, yeah.
COVID,
yeah,
baby. Yeah. You said no. You're not. Yeah, oh, that's too bad.
All right. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.